the first and primary reason was the rapid loss of institutional knowledge and experience.
See, Alaska looks at term limits again, and the art of storytelling lives on in Southeast.
This is more of a genre dating back to people taking the time to sit around the front porch and listen to each other's stories.
It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell with Misty Wiley in Skagway. That news and more up next.
With nature's flag to Alaska.
That's the second verse of the Alaska Flag Song, sung from the steps of the Capitol building late last week. Senate Bill 94 would officially add it to the state song, but like a number of similar bills introduced since 1987, it's currently languishing in the legislature. Last week's singing rally was to urge lawmakers to move the bill to a vote in the House of Representatives. The second verse was written by Juneau resident and Alaska poet laureate Carol Beery Davis. It pays tribute to Benny Benson, an Aleut boy who designed the state flag with its eight stars on a background of blue. It also expresses appreciation for Alaska Native cultures. Juneau Representative Kathy Munoz grew up taking music lessons from Beery Davis, who passed away in 1990. At the rally, Munoz said the state flag had personal meaning to Beery Davis.
Her husband, Trevor, was on the committee that actually selected the winning design. And at one point he said, during our deliberations, we almost voted to select a bear on an ice cake. So they really vociferously worked to get the Alaska flag, Benny Benson's winning design, selected.
Senate Bill 94 is sponsored by Anchorage Senator Betty Davis. It passed the Senate last year on an 18-1 vote. The bill is currently in the House Judiciary Committee. Chairman Carl Gatto requested to have it in his committee, but has not scheduled it for a hearing.
The Skagway Borough Assembly is meeting this Thursday, April 5th. Included on the agenda this session are conceptual plans for the outdoor arts facility, the incinerator refractory repair, discussion of the Sprinkler and Silent Night grant program, and the agreement for the Westmark parking lot. The full agenda can be viewed at www.skagway.org.
A group of Sea Alaska shareholders wants to limit the number of terms corporate board members can serve. They say it would bring change to the regional corporation for Alaska Natives with roots in Southeast. But a similar measure 3 years ago failed. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports from Juneau.
The measure would limit Sea Alaska board members to four consecutive terms. But that's not all.
Actually, what it'll do is reform our board membership.
That's Mick Beasley, author of the measure. If it passes, seven of the corporation's 13 board members would term out. Beasley is among those who want changes in how Sea Alaska works.
I'd like us to think about stuff like death benefits, birth benefits. I'd like to see some utilization of our natural resources. We're afraid of our lands.
Beasley also got a term limits measure on Sea Alaska's 2009 shareholder ballot. It took a stronger stand, allowing only two consecutive terms, and it failed. About 45% of the shares cast were in support, while about 48% were in opposition. That might sound close, but it's not. Sea Alaska Vice President and Corporate Secretary Nicole Hollingstad explains.
The requirement for any shareholder vote that impacts the bylaws of Sea Alaska Corporation is the standard requiring 50% plus one share of all of the outstanding voting shares of the corporation.
So the 2009 measure was only supported by about 35% of all shares that could be cast. Sea Alaska strongly urged shareholders to vote down the two-term measure.
The first and primary reason was the rapid loss of institutional knowledge and experience that would result from the departure of 11 directors out of a 13-director board that would occur in a three-year period.
The board has not yet taken a formal position on this year's term limits measure. It will be released as part of the shareholders' proxy ballot. Shareholders can cast their ballots from May 11th to the corporation's annual meeting on June 23rd in Juneau. They will choose from 8 candidates running for 5 board seats. Incumbents seeking re-election are Angoon's Albert Kukash, Haines's Bill Thomas, Juneau's Barbara Cadiente Nelson, Bothell Washington's J. Tate London, and Juneau's Joseph Nelson. 3 independent candidates are seeking board seats: Ray Austin of Albuquerque, New Mexico, Will Micklin of Alpine, California, and Edward Sarabia of South Glastonbury, Connecticut. Sea Alaska has just over 21,000 shareholders. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
Going green just got easier in Skagway. Recycling used toner cartridges in Skagway just became easier. Broadway Video is accepting the potentially problematic plastic. Store manager Andy Miller explains one of the reasons why he wanted to implement the program.
With our not having a landfill, you know, ours is just getting melted down and in the atmosphere. Yeah, it can't be good for us, all that melting plastic.
The store has teamed up with Alaska Marine Lines to ship the cartridges to a recycling facility.
So you can bring them here, drop them off. If you have a lot of them, like businesses sometimes do, give us a call. We'll come and pick them up, and we just have to ship them all back. They want like 3 pallets, 6 feet high.
One of the program's goals is to help mitigate the damage to the environment by making it convenient and simple to recycle the used cartridges.
But what I'm finding is, you know, when I called around to a lot of the businesses in town and things like that, a lot of people were just throwing away their toner cartridges. So if nothing else comes out of it, we're going to stop getting so many, you know, so much into the incinerator and get a little back into the recycling and things like that.
Broadway Video's Cartridges for a Cause program is accepting both laser and inkjet cartridges. For more information, contact Andy at 983-3399 or stop by the store. Reporting in Skagway for KHNS, it's Misty Wiley.
Even in the digital age, people still love a good story. And the art of storytelling is finding ways to fit into the modern day as easily as it once fit among a row of old front porch rocking chairs.
What's going on in the U.S. right now is that there's a renaissance of personal experience storytelling.
Tom Cosgrove is a storyteller who's appeared at the Haines Library, the Sheldon Museum, and even the Southeast Alaska State Fair. He's performing in Haines this Friday.
I'm a summertime resident, so I've got a very soft spot in my heart for Haines.
Cosgrove is a personal experience storyteller. He explains that his is a different brand of storytelling, a form of entertainment beyond the tales from our childhood. His writing is geared mainly for an adult audience, but the adventure stories will be appealing to most kids, too.
When people think of storytellers, they often think of, you know, the children's hour at the library. And there is a whole host of stories that you can entertain children with. But this is more of a genre dating back to people taking the time to sit around the front porch and listen to each other's stories, and stories that are meaningful to them, not just what we did today, activities, but many times life-changing events.
Cosgrove is a writer who's turned his own unpublished work into a spoken word event. He's become known for his tales of a nearly normal Alaskan, and as it turns out, he says, he's more in touch with his audience this way.
You get immediate feedback. I mean, one thing about if you write something and you send it out to the world, you rarely know if you've touched anyone. I have gotten feedback from people in the past, oh, I really like that piece, but, you know, most of the time you don't know. But when you're standing up in front of an audience and you're doing your own stuff, you get that feedback immediately.
Storytelling is not just alive and well in Southeast Alaska. There's a National Storytelling Festival, NSA, a storytelling association, and storytelling venues and tours popping up in cities and small towns nationwide, including New York, Chicago, Anchorage, and Juneau.
These events are packed. People are craving this.
It's all part of what's been called a storytelling renaissance.
These are stories that are not as shared as often as they have been in the past. And I think that's a factor of our media world, of our internet existence, of tweeting and texting and posting.
Cosgrove brings his performance to the Sheldon Museum in Haines after performing in Juneau. He's planning to tell a story that involves 10,000 miles, four family members, and a minivan.
You know, I get a lot of feedback. They're like, okay, you're going to tell a story about your road trip with your family? And they're like, I can't think of anything worse. You know, this is like what you did on your summer vacation? I'm like, no. These are stories of events that were exciting and touching and things that happened, and they're not always complimentary. And it's a view on a series of events that well beyond what I did on my family vacation.
Events that involved things like tattoos, painted toenails, daddy bellies, manatees, and antibiotics. But that's all I'm going to tell. Cosgrove is storytelling at the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center in Haines on Friday, April 6th at 7 p.m. Entrance is free. This is Tara Bicknell with Misty Wiley for KHNS News. Special thanks to Ed Schoenfeld for his help with this report. Check out khns.org for more than just your local news. Under the News tab, you'll find news from sources around the region, state, greater U.S., and Canada.